This is Peter Rosenberger, and this is A Minute for Caregivers.
Nostalgia isn't everything it used to be. How many caregivers put themselves through unnecessary stress trying to recreate Christmas traditions? While a tree, decorations, meals, and gifts remain important, too many allow trappings to eclipse the season's meaning. Sometimes the fear that this may be our loved one's last Christmas pushes us to ensure everything is perfect. But what have we accomplished if we're exhausted or even resentful by December 26th? One of the great joys I've experienced by living in Montana is the opportunity to slow down. When we lived in Nashville, it seemed we raced around at breakneck speeds. The Christmas season there seemed frenetic on a good day. Here in Madison County, I'm learning to move at the pace of the weather, the people, and the odd deer or elk or cow on the road. If, as Andy Williams so spectacularly sang, it's the most wonderful time of the year, should we not savor Christmas rather than suffer through it? The decorations don't have to look like last year's. The menu may change, and the gifts may be more personal than opulent. The time we spend with one another and reflecting on the season's meaning brings more value to our labors or purchasing powers. Nostalgia doesn't spread Christmas cheer. Hearts do. Reverend Peter Marshall once stated, "May we not spend Christmas or observe Christmas, but rather keep it."
This has been an excerpt from my book, A Minute for Caregivers, When Every Day Feels Like Monday. You can see more at hopeforthecaregiver.com.